going on, everybody? If you like what we're throwing down here at Anime Cherry Bomb, I'd like to remind you to follow, like, comment on SoundCloud, sub, 5-star review us on iTunes, sub, like, comment on YouTube, and don't forget to follow that Instagram, Anime Cherry Bomb. See you in 2 seconds.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime, and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the meta bum, Jay, and with me is the guy that's going to give me a ride to Mr. Tuna Head's party, Aaron. How you doing, Aaron?
A little under the weather, but I'm doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm. You've been sick for like, what, 4 days already?
Yeah, all my days off. I got to spend them sick, so very happy about that.
So hopefully this anime will... Talking about this anime will cheer you up a little bit, but what anime are we talking about this week?
We are talking about the Roe Battle Classic, Metabots.
So do you have the synopsis ready, Aaron?
I do, and it is brought to us by our friends at Wikipedia.
All right.
It's this series centers around Metabots, artificial intelligent robots whose purpose is to serve humans in a future time. The series begins when a 10-year-old boy named Ikki Tenryo, who wants to become a champion of the world Roe Battle Tournament. However, Ikki's unable to afford a Metabot, and his parents refuse to buy him one. However, he manages to get enough money to buy an outdated model, and with a bit of luck, he finds a metal in the river.
Yeah, it's pretty much like the first episode, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So I have the facts here for you. Metabots is a shonen anime released in 1999. There's 91 episodes, and it's 2 seasons. This is based on the video game by Natsumi, and they've done video games like Harvest Moon, Pocky and Rocky, and Rune Factory.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This was directed by Tensei Okamura, and he's done The Seven Deadly Sins, Blue Exorcist, and the second season of Darker Than Black.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah. The studio is called B-Train, and they've done Arc the Lad, the Dot Hack series, and the first season of the Tsubasa Chronicles.
Ooh, okay.
And this was currently this is licensed by Discotech Media. They acquired the license back in April, I believe. The music is done by Osamu Tezuka. But I don't think that's correct because that person passed away in 1989. So I think that is wrong information on Wikipedia.
Okay.
But I think in the U.S. they had different music anyway because the dub credits Jack Prosher and Daniel Fernandez the music.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't know. There's some misinformation in there. Because when I Googled Osamu Tezuka.
Uh-huh.
Well, first of all, he passed away in 1989, and he's the guy that made like Astro Boy and like he was born in 1929 or something like that.
Yeah, hella sounds old. Like some misinformation.
Yeah. So the opening song is by Martin Kujaj and Mia Sheard, and there is no ending song. It's just like a reprise of the opening.
Yeah, and I really like how, whatever the guy's name is, that's Mr. Referee, his voice actor.
Uh-huh.
And I just like the repurpose of voice actors for that purpose.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So, what'd you think of the music in the anime?
Yeah, it's okay. It's fun.
Yeah, it's just like battle music, and I like the goofy music when, like you said, like when Mr. Referee's doing something dumb.
Yeah, nothing too...
Like looking for his contact in the trash, or...
Going to go get his mud bath.
Oh, yeah. His mud bath or going to referee a match on a burning building.
My favorite one is the one in the Metabot factory.
Oh, he was trying to get in?
He was trying to get in. He's like, no, sorry. You can't get in. I don't care who you are.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
He's like, but I am Mr. Referee. I go everywhere.
I go wherever there's a roll battle.
Like, I thought that was pretty fun, like, of the weird ways of him, like, jumping into, you know, different row battles. Like, yeah. That one he couldn't overcome.
Yeah, that was pretty good. So as for cross-media, there are games ranging from the original Game Boy all the way to the Nintendo 3DS. And here's a fun little fact. This anime was actually inspired... the anime, not the video game, but the anime was inspired by another anime called Plaris Sanshiro. Have you ever heard of Plaris Sanshiro? It's basically the same thing. It's just like in the future, people have robots, but instead of like them like having weapons and stuff like that, it's like wrestling robots.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but it's like the same thing. Like they have the metal watch, they have tiny robots, they help people. They do regular stuff outside of battling.
Well, that's like Angelic Layer. I don't know if you've ever seen Angelic Layer.
No.
It's essentially the same thing where they have little robots that fight. But they're like...
Okay. Or like Zatch Bell robots. Or something like that.
Or like Zatch Bell or... think of another... There's another one. I just lost it. There's another like weird pet battle. Basically like Pokemon.
Yeah.
They're running the Pokemon craze.
Yeah, pretty much. Monster Rancher. But that's like monsters.
Yeah,
that's more Pokemon than, yeah, right, than Metabots.
There's another one I can't remember. Maybe I'll think
with robots.
It. Yeah,
Gundam Build Fighters.
Oh, Build Fighters a little bit, but for sure, Angelic Lair. It's almost the same.
Yeah.
Thing.
All right, so that's all I really have for the facts. Do you have anything general you want to talk about before we get into the nitty gritty?
I find it one. This dub is really good in spots, and it's really bad in spots, which is fine. Because I don't know if you said who dubbed it, but it was ADV. So it's an old...
It's a Canadian people, right?
Yeah. There's the woman who plays Miss Caviar.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure is the voice actor who plays... he didn't watch the dub. Did you watch the dub of... Zero Experiments Lane?
Yeah.
Yeah, she plays Lane.
Yeah, she plays Lane?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she also plays in the original horror, in the Haruhi dub, she plays Ryoko Asakura, the green-haired girl.
The best girl?
Yeah.
She laughs at everybody?
Exactly, the one who's very nice until she's not, until she gets moved to Canada, ironically.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like, I think she's the only big one
that you recognize.
I recognize.
Yeah. I didn't recognize any names in the cast listening during the credits.
I'm not even sure they even hold me that it's her. It sounds like her.
Yeah.
Or at least I know I heard her voice somewhere. It may not have been Miss Caver, but I know 100% she's in it.
Okay.
I was going to say. The lot of the side comments in this anime are hilarious.
Like by Metabee and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we were just talking about like the episode where they met Rikusho and they're like, oh, I wonder where that robot came from. And Metabee's like, the junkyard.
I like how you don't have to, because there are no mouth flaps, you can make Metabee say
anything.
Whatever you want.
Yeah.
That's so great. Mm-hmm. Just little side jabs.
Yeah. It makes me think that I wonder if the Japanese dub or Japanese whatever audio, I thought maybe it was more serious.
Because
I feel like this anime was like definitely they had fun writing it.
Right.
Man, it's almost like a lot of the early anime that we've watched, like I don't know, but like they always have fun with the dubs and you could tell it's pretty hilarious. It's not like... I would say like this is not even only for kids. I would say if you're an adult, you'd probably have fun with your kid watching this.
Which is a great thing for like kids animation is whenever an adult can watch it and not have to feel like
they're like forced to watch it.
Yeah, or it's mind numbing. Yeah. At least there's some
enjoyment.
Jokes,
yeah,
that...
definitely.
Oh, excuse me.
Speaking of jokes, this anime has a lot of funny jokes.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Like, I remember the episode where the gym teacher, they were saying something about, like, him, like, being, like, an erupting volcano or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And, like, Metabee was like, oh, man, he sounds like my hero. And then Iki was like, oh, before you start kissing his volcano crater, listen to this. Or he said something like that. I was dying. It was hella funny.
I think in that episode two, they explain how he's saving the money up for the
park. Yeah.
Yeah, and then Erika goes like, she's like, what a sappy story.
I know, right?
Like, what a, she's like, what a, like a horrible cliche story that is.
And she's a reporter, so she would know.
Yeah. One of the things that actually kind of irked me, and again, I had to remind myself, no, this is a kid's show, like, I had to let some things go. Uh-huh. This thing I couldn't slide. I can't believe they retconned Rokusho's backstory, like, one episode after they just revealed it.
Like, what do you mean?
That was ridiculous. So, it was like, we learned that, what's the episode called? It's called I Dream of Hushi, right?
Yeah.
We learned that, oh, there was this crazy fire
that
killed, supposedly killed
Dr. Hoshi.
Dr. Hoshi, right? And it's very sad or whatever. And then the next episode, it was like, oh no, that bird was there the whole time. Like, didn't see any bearings of him during the...
I saw him.
The last episode. In the...
But he was like blacked out. Like, I thought it was a crow when I first saw it. And I was like, oh, okay. He was there, but it's not prominent.
Yeah, but then all of a sudden I was like, oh, no, yeah, he was there. He was there the whole time.
Yeah, and he saw everything happen. Dr. Like, Aki did it.
It wasn't pertinent information, I guess.
Yeah, not at the time.
I thought it was really funny. I was like, come on.
Like, baton.
Like, give it a couple episodes before you, like, because, like, now, like, you, like, rewrite the context of, like, all those scenes, like I said, like, you retcon the whole thing, like, oh no, there was a third person.
Yeah,
third,
it wasn't just robot Rokusho and Dr. Hoshi.
I just thought it was real funny. I was like, oh, Jesus.
Oh, speaking of Dr. Hoshi, the title of all these episodes are pretty good as well.
Yeah, the I Dream of Hoshi.
Yeah, that's a very clever name.
I really wonder what the original names were for the episodes.
Yeah, because they definitely had
I always thought a real fun job would be the guy who comes up with Pokemon episode names.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're all, like, weird puns
about
Pokemon names. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought it would be real fun.
Yeah, that'd be a great job to have.
All right, you want to go into, do you have any general dislikes?
I know you had the pacing.
That's what I wanted to say. I found like the pacing through the first 18 episodes really bad.
Because it's more like a robot of the week.
Yeah, anime. But there's ways you could do it where it's
not as drag, not a, doesn't drag as much.
Yeah, and it drags on so much.
I didn't really feel that way though.
There was points where I was doing something else and I'd look up and be like, it's still not halfway over.
Yeah. There are definitely some points that I experienced with that where I'd like take a break and like do something real quick and then go back to it.
But I think that I think it's 18, 19, and 20, the last three episodes we watched.
Yeah.
They go by really fast. They're really paced well, I feel.
Yeah. I think it's probably as soon as Rentaro comes in.
Yes.
Yeah,
it starts becoming more
paced well.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's all really I have to say about it. So, yeah,
that's all I really have either. But like I said earlier, I enjoyed the dub. The dub was fun.
The dub is really fun. Mm-hmm. Except for, who's the worst voice actor? Who has the worst voice actor?
You think Icky's has the worst?
Yeah.
I think his voice is interesting. I think the person that did the worst job might have been Sea Slug. Because sometimes he sounds like a different person.
It might have been a different person.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. I was like, oh. I mean, like, one episode he sounds eccentric, and the other one he sounds a little more serious.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. There's one episode where 1 second he sounds really serious, and then the next scene, he's back to his old energetic self.
Yeah.
Like, it's super weird. Like, I feel there was some weird...
Some replacements.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't get all the lines, and they had to, like, get somebody that sounded like him.
Yeah. But it didn't even, like, sound like him. It's, like, really off. Like, I thought it was two different characters at one point.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think Icky, to me, it's like at some points it's really good, and then and at other points it's just, I know, I feel like I'm talking in circles. It's just flat at points.
Oh, okay, I guess so. Yeah.
God, well, I can't like one there's like one point where like Meta B gets like knocked down.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, oh, he's like, oh, Meta B,
get up.
No, like, I think it's like not even like
metaphors.
Yeah. Like, it's not even, I don't remember if they said like attack mode Meta B or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, even that phrase is like, feels like they recorded it once and then
reused it all the time.
Reused it all the time.
Yeah. They do that a few times, like, especially during like specific episodes, like, they like reuse like animation. They reuse like, lines. Well, it's like it's mostly for the battles. Like, say like there's a fire attack, they'll use that fire attack like a couple times. But that's it. They do that a lot in older anime.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so
art style.
I really like the designs of the Metabots.
Oh yeah.
There's one Metabot, the ghost one.
Oh yeah, his yeah. Name.
But I thought his silhouette looked a lot cooler than his actual design.
Oh, yeah. His face looks really dumb. It looks like the Tin Pet.
Yeah.
It was like, it barely has like anything on it.
But, yeah, I thought it was, looked real dumb. Other than that, I really like Nutri-Nurse.
Yeah, Nutri-Nurse is pretty cool.
Really cool.
I want to see Brass fight.
Right?
Yeah. I know they had that little profile of her in the beginning. I don't remember what her special ability was, though.
Me neither, but I really like Brass. Like,
yeah, Brass is cool.
I think Brass, skipping a little bit ahead, is super underutilized.
Oh, yeah. Super underutilized.
There's a point in the show, also, I guess it's a generic, like, where, like, they start giving the Metabots more personality as well.
Yeah.
Like, at the beginning, you kind of just assume that only Meta B is the one who
has a personality. Yeah.
But then, like, they all do, like, Sand Dog.
Yeah, Sand Dog probably has, like, the most out of everybody. Well, not everybody. Outside of Meta B and, like, Rokusho.
And he's, like, so cool.
Yeah, Sand Dog is awesome. And he gets an upgrade. Gets upgraded to Crosser Dog.
Yeah.
But he still has a monkey metal. I don't know why he got another dog type.
Right.
Metabot. But whatever, I digress.
Yeah, but it's, I forgot what to say.
But yeah, the designs of the robots. The
designs of the robots are real cool.
Yeah.
Real fun.
Do you have a favorite? Well, you said Nutri-Nurse.
Nutri-Nurse is probably like my favorite
Brass, design one. Yeah.
Brass is also really cool.
Mm-hmm. I like those four robots that get introduced towards the end, like White Sword, Gokudo. Those guys look pretty cool as well. I feel like a sword is pretty, like, overpowered in, the, like, this, like, samurai.
Right.
Like, when they fought the two race car Metabots, he, like, sliced through that whole friggin' Metabot. Like, there's no repairing that. It got sliced in half.
Right.
Oh. So, like, poor Metabot, he's, like, out of commission.
Dead, I know. Yeah.
Well, you can just get the metal and put in something else, but
that's also, like, a weird thing of, like, their brain and, like, their soul. Mm-hmm. Is in their metal.
Yeah. And they still haven't explained like how metals are made. Like it's like almost like they're like made from the earth or something. I don't know. It seems like it's because like why would something be rare if it's manufactured, you know?
Right.
Like unless a rare you purposely metal. Made it rare.
Like, oh, we found these in like a crypt.
Yeah. So like it's like the concept of a rare metal makes no sense to me because like you're mass producing these. I'm assuming you're mass producing metals. And, like, why does this one out of the 100 other ones that you've made...
It's like a glitch or something.
Yeah.
Like, you know what's one thing also that kind of annoyed me?
What?
Getting kind of off topic. Not off topic, but a little ahead of ourselves. Was the Rubber Robot Gang's, like, their master.
Yeah.
Their robot only had, like, 2,500 power or whatever. But, like, Nutri-Nurse has, like, 4,500... She has like 12,000. Super strong.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Power? So you know how they have the power levels on the bottom?
Oh, okay, yeah.
So like Meta B, when he starts, he has like 500 or something like that. Mm-hmm. I think it's like lowest, like 300 something. And, like, all the really strong ones have, like, in the thousands.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure, like, Nutri-Nurse has, like, 12,000. She's, like, super strong. And then, like, the boss, the Robo-Gang boss, his Metabot only has, like, 2,500 or something like that.
So, are you talking about Robo-Emperor?
Yeah, Robo-Emperor only has, like, 2,500 power. Mm-hmm. And, like, Metabee is, like, getting injured. I was like, wow, if only you had
Nutri-Nurse with you.
Yeah.
And to put up a shield or something.
But she was there the whole time. Not Nutri-Nurse, but her
Karen?
Yeah, was Karen there? Was there the whole time.
Oh, yeah, she was.
I was like, Karen, just summon Nutri-Nurse.
She's hella strong.
Like, it wasn't even like an official role battle.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Robo-Emperor was pretty cool, though.
Robo-Emperor was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And Rakusho using the Metal Force through his sword was also really dope.
Oh, yeah. On top of the burning building.
Yeah.
Really cool.
All right. And then, do you have any cinematography notes?
You know, I don't really have any cinematography, but one thing that I want to commend this anime for is during the battles, it has, like, really good animation, like, for the time.
I think even a lot of the animation in general is really good.
Yeah. Like, just, like, the movements itself, a lot of it looks very fluid and very natural, and it's, like, I was pretty blown away by, like, oh. This Icky just running down the stairs looks hella good.
Yeah,
and this came out in 1999.
There's some, and also imagine too, this is all hand drawn too. This isn't any CG or computer drawn at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's real. It's really cool.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed
it. They did a really good job with this one.
All right. So we want to go least favorite characters first, underutilized?
We do underutilized.
There's a lot.
Oh, yeah. Just like Metabots in general are underutilized.
My favorite character is also the most underutilized character.
Uh-huh.
It's Icky's mom.
Yeah, for sure.
Icky's 100%. Mom's my favorite character in this anime. But they only use her like one or two times.
Yeah.
And I just like the fact Icky is like, my mom's like really weird.
Yeah.
And she is really weird and she's like so funny.
Yeah, she's super cute.
Oh, it's like, oh,
I'm going with the tulip. The daffodil.
Oh, she's like, you can pick any flower if you want. I don't have to go with the tulip. Oh,
yeah, but that's like the episode where she shines the most.
I know. And then there was that one. She kissed
Samantha.
Yeah, Samantha on the head. And she's like, what was that? She's like, I just want to show that you guys can kiss and make up. She's so cool. Oh, God. Yeah. She's such a fun character.
Yeah, definitely.
And then she just has like little side jabs every so often.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of my favorite ones. Like how cool she is. I think it's when they're chasing the Rubber Robo Gang for to get Metabee's medal back.
Yeah.
And then Icky's like, oh, she's like, Icky, you're not going to school? She's like, no. He's like, no, I'm going to go find Metabee. And she's like, okay. And then she goes and she calls the school. Principal.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, Icky's not coming in today.
Oh, that's serious business.
He's like, oh, he's not sick. He's
looking for Metabee.
His Metabot.
Yeah. That's like, I think that's when Metabee thinks that Icky abandoned him.
Yeah. And then, which leads me to my second underutilized character, which is the principal. I think the principal is also a really cool underutilized character.
Yeah, definitely.
Just because of that scene in general where he's like, so most principals wouldn't have been cool with that samurai. So, but wow. I'm hip with the kids.
Yep.
And then just like when Samantha drops the... Oh, no. It's when Icky drops the Samantha challenge letter.
Oh, yeah.
And the principal picks it up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to go fight her. The principal's going to fight her. And everyone runs off and he just wants to fight people.
Yeah.
He's just sad. I really like the principal.
Yeah.
And then,
I say the screws are also pretty underutilized.
I'd
like to see a little bit more in depth about what they're about. Especially like Samantha and Peppercat. I like both of them a lot.
I really like Samantha's, smoker lung voice.
Oh, yeah. I like her whole design as well.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
She's pretty cool with the sunglasses. She puts them on sometimes and she looks really cool. Very, 90s.
It's raining.
It's raining. All right, how about for... Do you have any more...
Underutilized?
I mean, it sucks because, like, Karen's really cool. I don't think she's used a lot.
Yeah.
She's more of, like, the smile and... Oh, isn't that nice kind of character? I wish she was used more often. I want to see her actually...
Robattle somebody. Yeah, definitely. And Brass as well. I want to see her Brass fight.
Oh, yeah. Brass also underutilized. She's Eureka. Also real cute.
Anybody but like the, just like the Metabots in general, a lot of them are pretty underutilized. Like I'd want to know more about like Similodon. There's like not a lot of his personality. His personality doesn't really come out with Koji,
right?
And I don't know who else, but a lot of the Metabots are pretty underutilized.
I mean, Cyan Dog.
Yeah, but... Cyan Dog. Totalizer. What was Rintaro's Metabot's name?
Oh,
something with a K, right?
Yeah, I can't Cantarok? Remember.
Cantarok? Something like that. It sounds like Goku's real name.
Yeah.
Kakarot.
Yeah.
Rintaro's also pretty underutilized at this point. I don't know if we'll see more of him.
Maybe later.
He'll probably be in like the tournament or something.
All right, so least favorite characters.
I mean, there's nobody that I have like really strong feelings to, like that I dislike, but maybe Koji. I don't know.
Mine, I really don't. Maybe just because I want to take back what I said about worst voice actor for Icky. I actually think, Karen's uncle, Dr.
Aki. Oh, Dr. yeah. Dr. Aki I actually
is
don't like-
probably the worst voice actor person.
Yeah, I don't really like Dr. Aki either.
Although, like, it looks like he wants to be cool. Like, I feel like if he had a different voice actor, he'd be, like, really dope.
Yeah.
But, he doesn't.
Yeah, he kind of comes off as, like, a pervy old dude. That's how the vibe I get from
him. Like a Master Roshi.
Yeah, pretty much.
But, like...
Butterscotch pudding.
But, yeah, you didn't have to pay for it.
It'd be pretty expensive. I'll let it go if you get me one butterscotch pudding. You're going to pay for that, right?
Oh, man.
You know I'm good for it.
Gosh dang it. Sorry. I'm just making sure.
Oh, you know, going back to underutilized, Miss Caviar.
Oh, yeah. Miss Caviar I totally love.
Yeah.
I wish there was more. Mm-hmm. More. Sloan also, actually.
Sloan
is... The other screw. I guess we said the screw was ready, but Sloan is the other one who's not Similodon. Not Similodon.
Oh, you mean
Cyan Dog's person?
Yeah, Totalizer's Meta Fighter.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, Spike. That's his name.
Yeah, Spike is dope. I love Spike.
There needs more. Oh my goodness. I didn't know their actual. Then the Rubber Robo's actual names on here.
Oh, really?
Just tripped me out, yeah.
Yo, Shrimpy Lipowitz and...
No, so Sea Slug is Seymour Slug Bottoms.
Guts. They're gonna... I'm pretty sure, like, you know how we just watched the episodes with Shrimpy Lipowitz?
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure that all the other ones are gonna, like, reveal their true identity in the next episodes.
Yeah, Gil Girl?
Yeah.
It's Gilda Grilnova, a girl... Grokova, Squiddo Gatilichi.
Squiddo?
Yeah. It's pretty strong. Hold on. I'm trying to find one person.
They have really good nicknames. I love them all. Gilgirl, Squid Guts. Shrimp Lips is my favorite, though.
Shrimp Lips. Oh, but yeah, Miss Caviar. Going back to Miss Caviar. That was like the one storyline I was like super invested in because she's so... Cute.
She's very cute.
And just her design is like really cute too.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then after that whole incident, she has like a locket of Sea Slug.
Oh.
Really cool.
I hope they get together at the end.
I know that'd be really nice.
Like when she showed back up, I was like very happy. I was like,
she's back.
She's back, Miss Caviar.
Go find Sea Slug.
Oh.
Join the Rubber Robos.
Yo, if she joins the Rubber Robos, I'd be so happy. That'd be so cool.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Okay, so favorite characters.
Whatchamacallit? Spike. I really like Spike.
Yeah.
Well, I guess all the screws. They're all pretty cool.
I really see.
Do you like Metabee?
No,
you don't like Metabee.
I don't like Metabee.
Metabee's funny.
He's funny, but I don't know. I really don't like character. That character trait, like the cocky, character.
I'm a Metabee bop you. Yeah. Get ready for a Metabee bopping.
But he's also like a quip machine. Also in that way, where it's just like, oh.
He always has a comeback.
Let me just say something funny right here. If there's any silence, I gotta say something. I don't know. Icky is fine also.
Yeah. You like Eureka?
I love Eureka, actually. Mm-hmm. I think her design is really cute.
Yeah. I love it when she says, what a scoop. It's like, super cute.
Like, if I ever have a daughter, like, that I'm gonna cosplay her as Eureka, because just the her overalls are like really cute.
Yeah, the fuchsia or whatever color it is.
Yeah, it's super. and then just like how she reacts like with Karen, like obviously like this tsundere character.
Yeah,
it's very funny.
That's funny that you say you put tsundere on Eureka.
Because she is.
Yeah, she is. I didn't put two and two together, but yeah. I wasn't thinking about characteristics tsundere. And stuff like that. It's a kid show. Why would I think of tsundere?
Because she is, though. Yeah. It's funny. It's part of the joke.
Yeah.
Where she just gets
What's Karen? What kind of...
Karen is probably a coudere. She's like just over loving.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like a mom. Mom type.
So cute.
So like, cleaning's her hobby.
He's like, oh, I thought you were broke. No, I just like cleaning.
Remember to go unclog the toilet. I just used it or something.
Yeah, he's like, I just clogged the toilet. Go clean it. Okay. That's so mean that they do that gross. To her, though.
Like, you have no shame that to just tell somebody that you clogged the toilet.
go unclog go it. Go unclog okay. it. I didn't even get... I get that scene of, like, they want to make... Icky assume that she's poor or whatever, then they're bullying her.
Yeah.
But, like, she likes doing that kind of stuff. She's like, okay, yeah, sure, I'll go clean it.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be, like, a Cinderella kind of thing.
No.
But no, she is rich. She has that pink limousine. Her pink
Hummer limousine.
Yeah.
My favorite part is when she pulls it up, she goes, oh, I can give you a ride home if you don't mind, you know, sitting in the jacuzzi. She's all, then that's when what's his face is like, oh, Koji. So they want to walk. He's like, oh, you do? All right, well, later.
Like, commoners like to exercise.
Oh, my God. In his carriage.
In his carriage.
It's so good. So strong.
Yeah. Do you like Henry?
Yes, that's the character. I was actually trying to look up his name. Henry, I do like Henry, and I do like the masks.
The Phantom Renegade.
The Phantom Renegade.
Really cool name, too. Phantom Renegade and... Space Meta Fighter X.
Space Meta Fighter X. It's so cool.
You know, I was reading the comments and like people were like, "How does Henry have like all this time to like work at that convenience store, have enough role battles to be number one, and steal rare metals and help Dr. Aki?"
Right.
He's a jack of all trades.
Renaissance man.
Yeah, pretty much.
See, it's even better being a jack of all trades, being a Renaissance man, because that means you're. You know, you can be a jack of all trades, master of none, but Renaissance man, he's good at everything.
Yeah.
He's a master of everything.
Yeah. But yeah, he's really cool. And his voice changes. Does Space Meta Fighter X and Phantom Renegade have the same voice, right?
Yeah. I don't know if that might be him voice acting.
Yeah, it might be Henry.
Yeah. Oh. But it's really good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Space Meta Fighter X is such a cool name.
And then Phantom Renegade's like a big klutz. Like always like bumping his head.
Always bumping his head.
I really liked when that episode with Rokusho and that detective trying to uncover his identity.
I was going to say, I hate that detective.
Oh, that detective was terrible. So
that should go. Him and his Chameleon, which is a horrible
name.
Horrible name for a Metabot.
There's another one that was like really stupid. Spidar.
Spidar. Spidar is cool.
That was.
I like Spidar. Spidar. Gosh damn it.
But yeah, that guy was terrible. He's in the least favorite characters for sure.
I just hate his
voice.
Stupid
accent.
Irish accent.
and he smells for some reason.
Even the Chameleon's voice acting is so dumb.
Yeah.
Ugh, I hated that episode.
Yeah. But the funny thing about that episode was that his whole thing was like, if you have a bump on your head, then you're the... You must be it. And then at the end of the episode, Henry bumps his head again, and he has two Band-Aids. and Eureka keeps telling him, well, you should just wax your unibrow. You don't have to shave it.
Oh, my God. Why are you covered... Well, like that. He's like, why are you covered in leaves? He's like, oh, I fell out of a tree. But then Koji's like, oh, he's probably hiding in the bushes.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's strong. Do you have any other favorite characters?
Mr. Referee.
Mr. Referee's really cool.
Yeah. He's a great character. A lot of comic relief with him.
I like the one where my favorite Mr. Referee costume is the one where he's as the training dummy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With the guy who's Bruce Lee.
Yeah. Well, that is a training dummy. I didn't really understand that. He just came up in a wooden suit, right?
Yeah, it's a training dummy.
Yeah.
Really, I thought that was a really strong one. That one, that same episode, too. He's going to his mud bath or his...
Oh, yeah. He gives advice to Samantha.
Yeah, he's like, oh, no, it doesn't count. You got to beat somebody new.
Yeah, Samantha beat freaking Sloan like 30 times.
Yeah, exactly. No, what about my matchup with Sloan? They didn't count. Gosh, dang it. All right, so favorite moments.
I don't know.
I think I already shared a lot of my favorite moments throughout the anime.
Yeah, just for me, it's just the dialogue itself is like really funny. There's like no specific moment that I could recall, but a lot of the jokes that I already said are like my favorite moments.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, and then some of the role battles are pretty cool, like Rokusho fighting, whatchamacallit.
I'm gonna throw a little curveball.
The Emperor guy, Robo Emperor.
We already mentioned favorite moments.
Okay.
Favorite thing. You can cut this out if it doesn't go well. But what do you think this anime does the best? Like, what does it do strongly?
What does it do strongly?
Yeah. And vice versa.
Like, what does it lack?
What does it do bad? Like, I think the really strong points is the writing.
Yeah, the writing is definitely what shines. It's what kept me engaged most of the time.
And then the action scenes as well.
Yeah.
Very good.
The animation is also another really good thing about it.
I feel like, I think I mentioned it before, but anytime we watch an old anime with a dub, the dub always almost saves it from being...
Yeah. Like, from being unwatchable.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if we had to watch the Japanese dub and sub of Metabots, I don't think get through it. It'd be really hard.
It'd be really hard because, like, on top of it, us having to read, a lot of the jokes are probably changed.
Yeah.
And we probably wouldn't understand, like, half of them. So, I would say we would understand a lot of them, but not everything.
Yeah. And what do you think this anime doesn't do well? I already said pacing.
Yeah, pacing. Probably the story itself isn't that...
It's kind of bland.
Yeah, pretty bland.
Oh, also a really cool thing it does a real good job introducing new...
Metabots?
New Metabots. Metabots.
Yeah, I really like that. It's almost like the Ash with the Pokedex.
You know what this anime does bad? Using its own mechanics. I would really like to see Metabee use different parts other than, oh, I lost my legs. Let me beam in some legs.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I would really love to be like, there's some parts where they're like, I think where Kusho's like, oh, give me a weapon. And then he like sends him a sword arm or something.
Yeah.
Like, I would really like to see, it's one of the things I hate. This is also a weird tangent. I hate about Digimon Season 3.
Because what, Digimon is that Fusion?
Season 3? No. This is the one.
Tamers?
Yes, Tamers. They introduce a mechanic with the cards.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, you can give your Digimon equips. But
they like only a ever quarter do of
the
once.
Way through, they drop the whole mechanic. Like, oh, here's my Gilmon. I give him wings so he can fly.
Yeah.
And then, but then never again do they use that card mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
Not even the same thing for this anime, because it happens a lot, but it's only for like, I said, like plot reasons.
Yeah. Water legs.
We need water legs, or, oh, we need, I thought it'd be really cool. They do it in that Bruce Lee episode where, I guess no, he already has the legs on.
He already has it. He lost it to Samantha.
Yeah, and he already has the good swimming legs on or whatever.
Yeah.
Or the waterproof legs or whatever he goes. I would like it if the rule didn't state like, oh, you can just put parts on mid-fight. I thought it'd be like really cool.
Yeah.
Like, oh, change your strategy up, swap parts on the fly.
Yeah. You know, speaking of the row battling itself, I feel like a lot of it's pretty like unfair, because shooting the fountain to make Pepper Cat short circuit, I think that's pretty unfair and it damages the city, so it's I think that might be illegal, but
I know, right?
Yeah, but I just feel like a lot of that kind of stuff is cheap. It's almost like Pikachu using Thunderbolt on the sprinkler.
Sprinklers. I was about to say, I love that. It's so good.
Yeah,
it's ingenuity.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's in any game. Like even in like when weather was introduced, I don't think you could damage
crazy
a rock
tech. Yeah,
yeah. I don't think you could damage a ground type.
Make things up. Like, oh, like Yu-Gi-Oh's infamous for that. Like, oh, this card does this crazy thing, and not really though.
Yeah, do 20 things in one move and.
And then I had my turn.
And then you had your turn. With that's something that we should do as Yu-Gi-Oh! Yeah, eventually.
Eventually. Mm-hmm. It's on the list. Don't worry. It's there.
Yeah.
That and Pokemon both are on the list.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything you want to add before we end the wrap-up?
I had fun with this one. Yeah. I didn't think I was going to enjoy it as much. This is my third time watching this. Not all the way through, but first time was when I was a kid. Second time was when it was originally uploaded to YouTube. And this is my third time watching it for the podcast. And I don't remember it being the dialogue being that great, really funny.
Yeah.
And it was a very pleasant surprise coming back to it and laughing, genuine laughs had.
This is weird because I think when you introduced it last week, you were like, oh, you see Metabots? And I was like, yeah, but I don't remember anything about Metabots. Like, I watched it as a kid. I cannot tell you. I just remember the theme song.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the only things I could remember about it were the theme song, Metabee, Icky, and Metals. Like, that's it. That's all I could tell you about it.
I don't even think I remembered Metals.
Yeah. Those are the only things I could. The reason I remember Metals is because they're featured in the opening.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's right at the beginning. Shoves it in there.
Yeah.
You know, that's a stupid design choice for the people that make Metabots. If once the Metabot malfunctions, it's pretty inconvenient that the metal just flies out.
Right.
So, that's how plot is moved forward in the anime. Is like, oh, now I can't find the metal.
You know what the other cool mechanic they don't use?
Hmm.
Because there's points where they're like, oh, I don't have my, well, not excluding Icky, but everyone's like, oh, I don't have my Metabot on me. But as long as you have the metal in the watch, you can teleport them.
Yeah.
And that's never used.
Uh-huh.
Like, besides the first, plot reason when he tries to summon them, and it's like, oh, I can't. Yeah. Or, the only time they actually show is, the first time they show you, oh, you can teleport them. And then, oh, no, Icky can't teleport Metabee because his ship is always in.
Yeah, it's always in Metabee.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, I mean more of the other meta fighters use it. Samantha uses it a few times. Transport Pepper Cat.
All right. So accessibility, Jay.
Accessibility.
Pretty much anybody can watch this.
I'd say it's fun for kids and adults.
And adults.
And you can watch the whole thing on YouTube.
YouTube, dubbed or. To our friends at Disco Tech Media.
Yeah. They, I just read a little article thing that they're actually going to release it on Blu-ray.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I think in this month, December.
That's pretty dope.
Yep. So, yeah, if you want to watch it in super high def, get your Metabot fix. head over to Discotheque Media. Sponsored by them, but
I know. Use promo code Anime Cherry Bomb.
I know.
Phone. You won't get a discount.
But. Yeah, you won't get a discount. You'll probably get an error message, but
tell them we sent you.
Oh yeah, definitely. Send an email. I learned about Discotheque Media from Anime Cherry Bomb.
Do you have any more of those special edition
Metabot?
Not Metabots. What's the other
Charge Man Ken.
Yeah. Action figures. Send one to the Cherry Bomb Studios.
Yes. We'll definitely display it.
All right.
And you know, there's a, I don't know if you noticed, but on the videos of YouTube, there's a Patreon to support Metabots.
That's weird.
Yeah. I was like, what the heck? So if you want to support Metabots, go ahead and head to that Patreon. I don't know what you would get from it. I don't know if there's like early access to other stuff, but
you'd get the pride and enjoyment knowing that Metabots lives on.
Yeah.
All right. What's next? Usually,
rewatchability.
I think it's like a light. I could rewatch this.
Yeah, I could definitely rewatch this, and I do want to watch more of it eventually.
I don't know how gung ho I am watching more.
Yeah.
Or rewatching what we've already watched. Yeah. But
I'll probably pick it again next year.
I could definitely watch more mm-hmm. at some point.
After some time.
Yeah, this is not like Kuroko no Basket. We need to watch the anime. Slam Dunk, like that one, I was like, I don't know if I ever want to watch another season.
What? I'm picking that next week.
I know. You can pick whatever you want, but it's just like, if we never picked it again, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't be mad.
Yeah, I wouldn't lose a day of sleep. Over it.
I would.
Like Fairy Tale. I felt like we could not go back to that and not be fun.
We'll definitely go back to it.
We'll go back to it eventually.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely want to finish it.
But
that'll take a while though.
Yeah. What would you do differently?
What I do differently? I think the groundwork, it's all there. It's all really good. I think just maybe more of a story
to kind of hint what I'm
maybe
gonna,
like maybe a more overarching story.
Yeah, to kind of spoil what my verdict is going to be on here. But I think it belongs in a specific niche, and I think it does its niche well.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's anything I would fix it. Like it's a kids anime.
Yeah.
Nothing much more you can do. Like, I want more edginess.
Yeah, for sure. More blood. I want killing.
I want robo blood to be spilled.
Oil over the ground.
Speaking of oil, Jay, you're what is your final verdict?
I'll give this a flat recommend.
This is a niche recommend.
Okay. Well, it's like a kid's anime, so.
Yeah, that's why you got to, like.
I would give it a regular recommend just because I'm an adult. I'm almost 30. It's pretty.
Ew.
I had fun with it.
Yeah, it's fun. I just get like a niche recommend. I gotta come in there with it's a kids anime.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty interesting, and I wouldn't say it's pretty interesting. It's pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
So view it with that lens.
For sure.
All right. Now that we've meta battled.
Yeah, and I meta bebopped you.
And you took in my arms.
I took your whole torso.
Isn't it weird? It's always like a leg or an arm. It's never like a.
It's always like both legs or one arm.
Or like a weapon.
Or a head.
Oh, that would ever suck. A head? That would,
yeah. Meta B's got the ghost head.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point. I guess you can't take the chassis because that's where the.
Yeah.
The chip is.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, are you ready for what I got for you next week?
Yeah, you definitely took a while to pick.
Yeah, so. And I didn't even pick one that I went through. So this is something I wanted to do. I think I announced it at the end of the year one.
Of what you wanted to do?
When I wanted to do this.
Okay.
And I wanted to cover more of this person's anime before we got to watching a newer one of his.
Okay.
And I just totally
blanked.
Forgot. Yeah. And this is a Shinichiro Watanabe anime.
Okay.
And sorry.
It's all right.
and we are going to watch Space Dandy.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
One of his, I don't think it's a lesser known anime.
Yeah.
But this is the first anime I remember that got a Samuel dub.
Okay.
A couple years ago. Actually, fun fact, the dub episode premiered before the Japanese episode premiered.
Oh, wow.
The first quote-unquote season, the first 12 episodes, premiered the same time, like almost day-to-day with the Japanese dub.
Wow.
And yeah, there's a little bit of controversy. I'll cover in the
about the anime.
Yeah, about the anime. There was a dubbing controversy. And I'll tell you at the end of this, but real interesting development with that. The reason why they stopped Samuel dubbing it is really wild.
Okay.
And yeah, it's 24 episodes, 24, 26 episodes.
Okay.
The dub is on Funimation.
All right.
And let's watch the adventures of Johnny Bravo in space.
Pretty much, yeah. The hairstyle, for sure. All right.
And it's the advent of the ass man.
Ooh, who? What else did this guy do?
He did Cowboy Bebop.
And okay, yes. And Samurai Champloo, right?
Yeah, and Champloo. And Carolyn Tuesday.
Okay.
So I wanted to cover...
He did Carolyn Tuesday?
So Carolyn Tuesday...
That's coming up.
Him and it's Bones. So it's pretty dope.
It's your two favorite things.
My two favorite.
I'm excited for the soundtrack then for this anime.
Yeah, it's pretty dope, spacey. Okay. I think he produced Champloo, I think. Hold on, let me look that up. I don't want to.
Yeah, because Champloo has like one of the best like
hip hop. It also failed because of it being hip hop. I don't know if you know that or not.
Really?
Yeah. So did Persona 3 also failed in Japan?
Oh, because of the hip hop.
Because it's hip hop.
I don't know, man.
No, I don't know.
Japan doesn't like hip hop. Doesn't like that gangsta stuff.
That gangsta.
We from California. We grew up on that.
We ball on y'all in the yay area. But, yeah, Space Dandy.
Okay.
Shinichiro Watanabe.
All right.
Shinichiro.
I'm excited.
Shinichiro. I don't want to mispronounce his name. But classic director.
Mm-hmm.
We've been holding off on doing...
One of his anime for a while.
For a long time. I think we're overdue. And I think this is the least, do want to cover all of them, but I think it's the least...
Yeah, the least known, right?
Yeah, because at least, like... Champloo, like I do want to cover Champloo.
Yeah, for sure.
And Bebop is, I'm pretty sure, gonna be a milestone.
Yeah, that has to be a milestone
recording. So whenever that happens, might be for the 100th episode. Might be for, maybe for the 100th episode.
Yeah, that might be too soon to do his anime then. If you're picking Space Nanny now, yeah, whatever.
Who knows?
We'll figure it out.
Because I'm picking Carolyn Tuesday as soon as it.
That might be the 100th episode.
I know. I'm super excited. Anyway.
We'll see you guys in the next one. Oh wait, no. Yeah. If you like us.
If you like us.
Follow us on SoundCloud. Like us on SoundCloud. Follow us on iTunes. Or subscribe to us on iTunes, I should say.
I'm working on Spotify.
Okay, cool.
We're going to get on Spotify soon. It just... Because our RSS feed is weird...
Yeah, it's a little weird to do it.
Yeah, so you gotta go through different hoops
to
get through it. So expect that soon.
Yeah.
And then, check out the YouTube.
Yeah, the YouTube. The YouTube's a little bit dead right now.
We gotta
do something with it, because...
We'll do something. Yeah. It's fine. It's just...
We'll talk about it, because I don't think I want to do video games anymore, because it's a little tough. It's tough to get together to do it.
Yeah, that's something that sucks.
Especially since I've had my son.
Yeah,
it's really hard to do it.
Life is just in the way. Mm-hmm. I don't mind pulling the plug on it.
Yeah, until doing
something. Until
I mean, we can do it again eventually. Like, if I hope this. Well, we'll talk about it later. But
yeah,
if we get more time, we'll definitely do it.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But until then, we appreciate everyone for
sticking around and listening.
Yeah, but I forgot, oh, man. All right. Well, if we're gonna shut down the YouTube, I do want to try to do Danganronpa 3 before we absolutely.
I might have to play it by myself.
Yeah, if you play it by yourself, that's fine too.
Yeah, you just want to talk about it.
Yeah, it's real good.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Yep, we'll see you in the next one.
All right, later.
Stay
metabumming.
Yeah, metabumming.
Volcano by plugging it with his butt.
For real? This guy's awesome. He's my hero.
Well, before you start kissing his volcano core, you should know that Coach Mountain hates Metabots.
Huh?
Yeah.